Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Emilio Ortiz of Servimetal. And you went into the financial business, and you're just about to say that you all of a sudden found an ad that interested you.
Yes.
I interrupted you.
No. This ad was placed by Pan American Trade Development Corporation.
Okay.
And this ad wanted to have somebody in finances in their business. They had an ICC, Intercontinental Credit, which was a division of them. They were financing. The Ford dealers throughout Central and South America.
Right.
And they were looking for somebody to take in that spot.
That had Spanish, that knew Spanish, and
right.
That had financial backing.
Right.
Yeah.
So the guy that interviews me, he starts asking very funny questions. Why do you want to leave Schroeder? Why don't you like Schroeder? Is Schroeder has Schroeder done anything to you? I said, you know, I like everybody at Schroeder. Schroeder has been very good to me. I like Schroeder very much, but you know, my boss is only 5 years older, and where am I going to go? Am I going to be there another 40 years just that I can take his position? I have to look for new horizons. I have family now, and I have to think. So lo and behold, this guy, who is senior vice president of Pan American Trade, is the son of the chair of the board of Schroeder.
Okay.
So I said, oh my God, I'm out of both. I'm out, you know.
without the car and without the horse. Yeah,
that's right. But
he liked your answer. You said, luckily you spoke well of Schroeder.
But not only that, he spoke with his father spoke with the bosses down the line. And they called me at Schroeder and says, we don't want you to leave Schroeder. We want you to stay at Schroeder, and you will have a better future at Schroeder, and we will give you other assignments. You don't have to stay in the trust department, this and that. You know, I had gone to the AIB, the American Institute of Banking, and all of that. And I said, all right, I'll stay with Schroeder. But months started going by,
and they didn't live up to their promise.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
So I went to the boss that told me this, and I said, listen, no action. And he looks me in the eye and says, Emilio, you know, in banks, things do not move as fast as, you know, you like them to move. And I said, yeah, Harold, but, you know, I can't wait. I mean, how long can I wait? I haven't... So he says, do what you have to do. And I said, all right, I'm going to do what I think I have to do, but are you going to block me? Because if you block me, I'm dead. He says, no, I'll support you. All right. So I went back to this guy in Schroeder, Pan American, and said, hey, you know what? They're letting me go in good terms. And so it's all right. So I started in Pan American.
Okay. What a great story.
I started in Pan American in the trading, not trading steel or anything like that, but trading commercial paper.
Right.
So
my job, the Ford dealers throughout Latin America.
Right. But now ICC started trading in commercial paper. We're the pioneers almost. We're buying commercial paper in Mexico and selling it to the Swiss. And we're making a spread of 1/8 of 1 point for actually a shaving plus some tax stamps that we also took credit for. And that was the gravy of additional profit for the operation. And we're moving 25, 50 million bucks at a clip in one issue with Sears de Mexico, GE de Mexico, Escuelas de Mexico, Ferrocarril of Mexico, mm-hmm. all of these things, all of these issues. And the peso was a very stable currency, 12.5 to 1. At that time, and people saw that as a godsend because they were paying like 12-13% per annum, and in Europe, in Switzerland, they were getting maybe 1 or 1.5% on their money. So the Swiss guys were really hungry for these papers, and they really, you know. So I started there, and then, bingo, my wife gets pregnant. She loses the baby, and the doctor says that she has to move into a warmer climate.
Mm.
So I had to resign from here, where they had already offered me a percentage of profits in the company.
It's in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first guy, non-officer, that gets offered, you know, percentage of the profits. And I had to tell him, you know, sorry. So I left, and we went to Houston, where her mother and sister were there. This time when we arrived in Houston, we were better off because they had already set up an apartment for us. We had our, you know, small daughter. She was 4 years old at the time. And everything was fine. She found a job in another bank. I founded the International Department of the Houston National Bank with another group of people. And it was okay until one day I get a call from New York, and they say, hey, you know, we want you to stay in the group. We want you to fly to New York. And I said, why?
This is Pan American. Yeah, yeah.
And they said, okay, where do you want to be in the group? Because the group has offices in Mexico, Venezuela, Brazil, Puerto Rico, Colombia. And I said, well, you know, I would like Brazil, or I would like Mexico, which is close to the United States. They said, okay, we'll take you to Mexico. Mexico turned me down. The government of Mexico will not give me a working visa because I was from Cuba. And therefore, I said, okay, I'll stay. I'm not going to go there. And before that happened, then again, the head of Pan American's division in Houston resigned, and they tell me, we want you to be in charge of the Houston office.
Oh my goodness, what a roller coaster. And of course, that brings us to where we started in the first interview, that they then asked you to come to Puerto Rico, and that's how you got to Puerto Rico. So
right.
we got all circles around. Well, Emilio, it's been a real pleasure having you as my guest. And I have not had someone with so many, you know, transitions and really interesting moments as these transitions have taken place. And, of course, such interesting moments outside the business world of really handling in a very conflictive situations and surpassing them under. So it's been great. It's been great having these experiences with you and sharing these with our listeners. And of course, I know that you've got if you're following your father's footsteps, you got another, you know, 15 years to go here.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do want to thank you for the opportunity that you're giving me to more or less share. Bring back memories, memory lane. That's at this age and stage of life is something that sometimes you kind of, you say, God, you know, I've forgotten all about that. And then this thing is bringing it all back alive. I thank you for that.
Well, tremendous. So, Ben, thank you for joining us.